We're in the middle of Reish Samaches. We're up to Sif Zion. So, I think Katriel pointed out. Why do we repeat via Chulu? So, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two reasons. One is for people who don't have a daven. So we say it for them because it's an important thing to say, like we said back in Sif Aleph. That's the second reason. The first reason brought down Shulchan Aruch is because on Yontif we don't say it. The whole thing is Atu Yontif. And that's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Then he says, we say it out loud, and we say it standing up. And then the Mishnah brings down the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and everyone starts talking about Eidos, and you're testifying about the creation of Shemayim Va'aretz, and what a big thing it is. And it's like a little bit strange, because like the whole reason we're doing it in this fashion is just, either for someone who doesn't know, it's like only like a B'dievet, even if someone doesn't know, or because once a year, we're not going to say it, we want to make sure to say it. So I thought that might be an Aruch HaShulchan type of question. So I looked at Aruch HaShulchan. He just brought down three reasons, and the first one was the Eidos, which isn't, that's not brought down Shulchan Aruch at all. So he just brought down three separate reasons. So he said it's best to say it with a minyan, but the effort to say it with one other person. Chazon Ish wasn't convinced that the whole thing was necessary. We didn't do the Bir Halacha. So let's look at the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maschil Umad. We're in Reish Samiches, Siv Zayin. Bir Halacha, Dibur Maschil Umad. What? Chazon Ish says the whole thing is like a Hidr Mitzvah. He's not so, he doesn't think it's such a big deal to say Vayichulu afterwards with somebody. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. Let's see the Bir Halacha, and then there's a Chazon Ish on this. Let's see if we find it.
The only time you should really be extra careful is Yom Tov.
Right, that's the only time you really need it. Even that you can say what. Even that you say it in Kiddush. So like, I don't know. Look at the Bir Halacha. Umar. I am be mishabura shekasan. We do the chatchila. You had there. Also lomar biyachad. Humi magen Avraham. You should say it together. The lechatchila tov lahadir lotzis gam dasa tanakama desfile desrichim ha'id keechad dafka. So there's a machlokas in Sanhedrin and daf lamed. Do the Edim have to testify together mamish or one after the other? Now I don't know how that's supposed to work exactly practically. How do they say together? No one's going to hear anything they're saying. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. Here he says, they don't testify together. The first one, and they call the two Edim. First one, and then the other. Okay, so that, but there is an inyan of saying it together. So when it comes to something as important as Shemayim Va'aretz, so then we're machmir for that opinion to say it together. Ochan dechatchila tov ba'asara, dechatchila you should say it with 10 people. Therefore, umitam zes. I alluded to this yesterday. I forget it was the Bir Halacha. Hamispala belachash yimaher l'sayin tefilaso kidei shiomar vayichulu im hakahal. So the Bir Halacha says you should hurry, you know, hurry up your davening so that you're able to say vayichulu with the tzibur, not just with the guy sitting next to you after davening, but with everybody else. Right, so the Chazon Ish says not to do that because having a long davening is brought down with the Gemara, Marech B'Tfilah, so it's something that's very important. And this whole thing is like, where does it really come from? And that's why Rosh Hashanah says you can say it in Elokai Netzor, and then you have to, whatever. You have to rush Yishmon Esrei less, I guess. But even the Chazon Ish who says it's just a hider, he also agrees that you could say it in Elokai Netzor. I went that whole back and forth with them is all about the opinion of the Chazon Ish. I looked in his Mishnah Berurah, it's not there. I don't remember. A long time ago. I don't remember. Yeah, about this whole topic. Because in some places, the Chazon Ish seems to say it's better not to say it with somebody else because it looks like Hashem needs your Eidos and Hashem doesn't need your Eidos. Right, where's all the Yom Tov?
Who are we to say, oh, I'm testifying,
right. So, no, okay, but that...
No.
All right, I'm not going there. Weiter. Siv Ches. Siv Ches. No, it's something...
Whoa.
Right, Hashem doesn't need anything. He's perfect. We need to serve Hashem. But we need to testify that Hashem created Shemayim V'aretz.
We need to testify that we are Jews.
Okay, the whole thing is... Let's go. Okay. Reisham Chetz Chetz. This is based on Gemara on Shabbos. Dafchav Dalet Amad Beis. Rava says, Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos, when the Shech Tzibar goes down to Davin Mariv, he doesn't mention Yom Tov. What does that mean? Rashi points out, when he says the Baruch Achas Me'ein Sheva.
We need a sitter.
So this was only Chazal were only misaking this. They only instituted this on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So on Shabbos was not on Yom Tov. You don't say anything special for Yom Tov because it's only a special for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov. And then he said, really on Shabbos, you don't need to say it either. Vayichulu, we already discussed why we say it. This next thing is called Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh is Alamichya. It's an abridged version of the three Torah blessings of benching. This is Me'ein Sheva. It's taking the Shabbos Shemona Esrei, which is 313. Brachos, seven brachos, and condensing it, combining it. That's right. Into one bracha. Okay? So you don't, even if it's Yom Tov, you don't mention Yom Tov. And not only that, he says, even on Shabbos, you don't really need to say this. Why do we say this? Chazal wanted us to say it, basically to stall, because some people came late, and they're still in the middle of davening, and we want to stall so that they're not stuck in the fields by themselves. Everyone's going to leave them alone in the fields and the shul. It's dangerous. There were mazikin, there were these spiritual demons, whatever. And therefore, Chazal instituted saying this, so davening take a little bit longer, and they can, in the meantime, finish up and get home safe and sound.
So many stereos. Part of the reason we do the Shemoneh Esrei is to not matria of anyone. And then we add a bunch of stuff into the davening, so we slow everyone down.
Okay, now, we're going to see later, it's not shayach to sifches, but it is shayach to the end of the simen. What I just said was, this is a way of stalling, keeping everybody a little bit longer, and in the meantime, everybody else can finish. There are Gaonim who hold that the guy comes late, he's not even going to daven. Okay, put this on hold. We're going to talk about this, I hope, in a few minutes. He's just going to listen to this, and with that, he's going to be yotzei his davening. He's not even davening. Okay, those are two approaches. Put that on hold. Okay. Now let's see Mishabura Shulchan Aruch Reish Samech Ches Ches. Va'omer Sheikh Tzibur Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. The Sheikh Tzibur should say the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. The Ein HaYachid Omer also, the individual does not say it. It's for the Sheikh Tzibur. Mishabura Sivkan Chav. Second line, Vinitzkin Mishim Sakonis Mazikin, it's because of the danger of demons. Shabate Knesio Shomayubasad, it was in the field. The Fahim Binada Ma'achim love of the Beit HaKnesses, they come late. Visharo Yechidim Beit HaKnesses Basadeh, they'll be left alone in the shul, which is out in the field somewhere. The Fichach Tiknu Brachazu Chazal instituted this bracha. Kadesh Ba'osha Sheikh Tzibo Marichba Yesemu Gem Tfilasam. Not like the first opinion, the first way we said it, not like the Gaon. That it's a way of stalling and waiting for people. The Gama, and nowadays our shuls are not out in the fields, they're in the city, so this should not be relevant. Okay, but once Chazal make a takana, lo zaza takana mimkoma. The takana stands. Now, Jirshu points out 31, a bunch of interesting things over here. Jirshu, footnote 31. Okay? Is the Shir Tzibur supposed to bow like he does at the beginning? Baruch atah Hashem. Is he supposed to bow for the beginning of the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva like he does for Shemoneh Esrei? Baruch atah, right? So he brings down many poskim who say that one should. Then he brings down someone who says not to. But it sounds like the He brings down from Rav Yashiv, and Rosh Hashanah in the beginning thought not, but then he changed his mind. He says that the Shir Tuba bows here just like he does at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Hagad note. Mihu. Im hayachid rotzel hachmer al atzma. If an individual wants to say it, yachol amra below psicha below chasima. So this is, the Gra points out, the Gemara says, shatz hayorid z'neateva. This is a bracha for the shir tzibur, not for the individual. If an individual wants to say it, he can say it without the psicha and the chasima. And that's kind of what we do. Right? We don't say, the Shir Tzibur says the first bracha and the last bracha. In the middle, anyone can say. So since this bracha is really for the Shliach Tzibur, so says the Mishnah Brura, what happens in certain places? Right, the Shliach Tzibur ends here. And then everyone says this together, and the Shliach Tzibur is basically, you don't hear him, everyone's saying this out loud. That's not proper. Because this is really for the Shliach Tzibur. So if everyone wants to say it, they can say it, but the Shliach Tzibur has to repeat this out loud. He has to say it again out loud after everybody else finished. So number 35 says that many Yerushalayim in many places, according to the Vilna Gaon, is that the Tzibur doesn't say it at all, only the Shliach Tzibur says it. Now usually many Yerushalayim is like the Gra, and a lot of things we do are like the Gra. I've never seen a shul do this until this past Shabbos in Waterbury, Connecticut, by my brother. There they took on the Mahagam of Chaim Berlin. So I wanted to call Yitzchak Meir Gruen, he's a Chaim Berliner, ask him what they're doing in Chaim Berlin. But there, nobody said Magen Avos, just the Shliach Tzibur. So that apparently, he brings down his Shitas Agra. Why they're not Makbid on that in Yerushalayim, I don't know. I mean, it's not a big deal. As long as he, it's kind of like no point, whatever. As long as the Shliach Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say it out loud, because then you miss the point. What?
Why not?
This is for the Shliach Tzibur. So really, the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say it. If an individual wants to say it, he can say it, but the Shliach Tzibur has to repeat it. So some places they're not. There's no point in the Tzibur saying it bichlal. It's for the Shliach Tzibur. I don't know, but that again, they say it's minhag gra, but in Yerushalayim, have you ever seen places nobody says it? Only Shliach Tzibur. No. So. Biggest Mordechai, they don't do things like the. They say it, right? Here also they say it. I don't know. Okay.
What does it mean it's for the Shliach Tzibur?
It's for the Shliach Tzibur to be saying, to say it.
It's his job, but
it's his job.
For him, like.
No, it's not. Okay. It's his job. Not that it's for him. It's his job. No, well, it's for the guy who comes late so he gets home safe and sound, but fine. Right there. Okay, Reish Samach Ches Test. Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So this is from that Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalet. Ein Amazka Shal Yom Tov B'Bracha Main Shava Perish Birkas Kel El Yom Koneish Amai Varetz. We don't mention Yom Tov here. Even if it's Shabbos, was that a Yom Tov? It's a Shabbos Bika Bracha, and you don't mention Yom Tov at all. This is for Shabbos. It's not Me'ikra Din. Only Shabbos is Me'ikra Din. Rak she'tiknu mishum sakana. Chazal instituted it because of sakana, because the guy is going to be left in the shul in the field. Chazal is going to do it dafka on Shabbos. We do it on Shabbos, not on Yontif. Shabbos falls out on Yontif. You do it mitzad the Shabbos, but you don't add in something special for Yontif.
Shabbos
Yontif, you'll say it, but you will not add in something for Yontif. Sif Yud. Oh, this is very important. This is relevant, important, comes up. Ein omrim bracha birkas me'ein bracha me'ein shava. We don't say this bracha. Okay? The base chasanim va'avelim. The leka time the ma'achar and lavo shiu nizokim. In the house of chasanim, hold on, house of avelim. Or any place where it's not like a kavua dika shul, you make a minyan and you're making a bar mitzvah, you have a bunch of relatives, and you daven kabbalah shabbos ma'ariv in your house, you don't say the bracha achas mein sheva. The leka time of the ma'acher in lavo shu nizokin, because the whole reason is not relevant.
I understand.
So do chasanim. The point is, if they make a minyan in the house. And this comes up, you know, you have a, whatever, a Aguda convention. This Shabbos, a Aguda convention in America. So that's a one-time thing in some, probably a treif hotel. They cash it for the convention. There's not a shul there. They make a shul. It's a one-time thing. So, pashas, they should not say this bracha mein sheva. Mishra sivkot nechav dalet, perush, kishem espalim, bevei sam beminyan. When they daven at home with their own minyan. The kosh get osen shem espalim, lefrakim beminyan. But by it, once in a while, they have a minyan in their house. Now it's not so clear what he means. But when there's a kviyus al ezi yamim, the yesh sefer Torah etzlam, kumo b'yeridim. They used to have like, you know, market season. So for I'm making this up.
Market season.
The shuk, the yerid. So for a week they would get together in this place and they would bring a sefer Torah and they would daven there for a week, and part of the week is Shabbos, so then they would say it because they have this semi-kvius. Now, he doesn't explain what's the kvius. Let's say they're there for 5 days. Let's say they're there for 3 days. It's not so clear. But once they're there, Ezi Yamim, whatever that means, Ezi Yamim, and there's a Sefer Torah, well, how important is Sefer Torah? Not clear. Kmo Bayeridim, Doma Lebet HaKnesset Kavua the Omrim.
Sometimes
she
every Friday night.
Okay, hold on. So, right. So, Deir Shu, footnote 39 brings down for a Moshe. That let's say there's a Friday night minion in somebody's house, in Ruvain's house. Every Friday night they have a minion in his house. So he says, that's a kvius even though it's only Friday night, and they will say it. Now, I grew up that there was a rotating, a kavua dika minion, but it was rotating. Every Friday night it's in someone else's house. Okay, and I think there's a lot of places like that. So, I mean, we always said this. Did they ask the question? Someone said, okay, that's a kvius. Happens to be the location changes, but it's the same group and it's the same. I don't know. I never asked the question. I don't know if anybody ever asked the question. That's what we did. The case in Ramesha where there's, you know, one guy and it's his living room every single Friday night, even though it's only Friday night, and there's no Aron Kodesh, and it's not Shabbos morning, it's not Motzei Shabbos. That's good enough. My question is, what if it's Friday night? Rotating! Many places they do it. I don't know.
If I have a shul only for Shabbos.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never
even only for night.
Someone do that. Like, they'll have a minion.
Never say it?
No, they always say it.
They say it because people don't know. Also, there's the issue brings down that the mini Yerushalayim is to say it even if it even Shalom B'Kviyas. I remember there was once like a convention somewhere, and they said it. There was a big Talmid Chacham there from Eretz Yisrael. He said to say it, and I went over to, and I heard he had said to say it, and I went over to him when I was learning this, whatever, later, and I said, I heard that you said to say it. Why did you say to say it? And he told me he made a mistake because he got confused. Because in Yerushalayim they always say it, but this was not in Yerushalayim, so he made a mistake. Okay, everyone makes mistakes. The other question, what's Yerushalayim? So here he brings down that it probably means, Rishon Zalman thinks it means only the old city of Yerushalayim, Rav Yashi thinks it means all Yerushalayim. That's based on the Rashash, the Sephardi Rashash. It's a Kabbalistic, and that's what he did in his city, which was not Yerushalayim even. So that's also probably based on the following Magen Avraham. Look at Mishmur Sivkat and Chav Hei, Deleke Taima, Ubumakum Shenogin La Amra, Ein Limchas Biyadon. The Magen Avraham holds, if they do it at a, you know, one-time minion, and there is no kviyas, you don't have to stop them. Kein Kasev of Magen Avraham B'Shem Radvaz. Aval Prima God, the Mefak Big Bezadavik, Safik Brachal Batala. So the Magen Avraham doesn't think it's such a big deal. And if they, and the Prima Gadim does think it's a big deal. Now, we learned when it came to Tachlin that you only put your head down if there's a Sefer Torah. Okay, even that's discussed, what if it's a basement, without a Sefer Torah, the Sfarim. But in the old city of Yerushalayim, we go down because it has the status of Mikdash, of Lifnei Hashem. So we go down for Tachlin even without a Sefer Torah in the old city of Yerushalayim. The question is, how is that relevant over here? Meaning, we spoke about a Sefer Torah, but it doesn't... I don't know, but they connect the two.
Only that you see, you find them as a holiness to it, regardless of where you are. Shul or not, your home house, they soften their head down.
Right.
And you say...
But that's because it's Lifnei Hashem. This is more... Meaning, because it's like, as if you're in front of a Sefer Torah, even if you're not, because it has this Kedusha. How does that turn a non-Kavua Minyan into a Kavua Minyan? I don't know. No, not for this. Even Yerushalayim is not meaning Yerushalayim. Only Bein HaChomot. What?
No, it's the wedding. Think about the Hogan Abbas. 40 minutes here before Shabbat, except
yes, right.
Whereas,
I don't know. No, Rosh Hashanah Zaman holds only Bein HaChomot is because it's not Yerushalayim. I don't know. Okay, and then get into the whole Megillah thing. What's Ramot, right? It is Yerushalayim. It's not Yerushalayim. Yudalit, Tezva. Right there. Okay, Yudalit. After Shabbos, Sha'acha Yom Tov, even if it's Shabbos after Yom Tov, so you don't have such a good reason for coming late. Some of us manage to come late no matter what. But Shabbos after Yom Tov, you're not working, you know, you're sitting around all Yom Tov. There's no reason to come late. Still, Omrim Bracha Me'ein Sheva. Fine. Yud Beis. Ain l'daber b'shah she'omer vayichulu. Okay, when we're saying vayichulu and this bracha main sheva, it's avera chamura to speak. So we don't speak. Ain l'daber b'shah she'omer vayichulu v'lo b'shah she'omer shalatiba bracha main sheva. Mishra brings down from the tour b'shem sefer chasidim. Maisa b'chasid echa shorah l'chasid acher b'moso. One chasid died, and he came to his other chasid friend in a chalom. And his face was green. Morikos means green? Yarok?
Yellowish.
It was...
Yellowish.
Yellowish.
Whatever. His face had a problem. He said, why does your face have a problem? Amar lo, because I used to speak during Vayechulu, and during Magin Avos, and during Kaddish. Okay, so it's very chamur. Okay, now I wonder if we got to finish the simon. Now, so remember what we said back in Reish Samach Ches. Ches? That it could be the reason we say Bracha Main Sheva is for the latecomers to be Yotzei Shmona Esrei, just with listening to that. So the Torah brings down from Ramosha Gaon and Rav Natshunai Gaon, who basically say the same thing with different knaches. The Moshe Gaon says, let's say a person died on Friday night, regular Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't mention Shabbos, not Yotzei. If he hears Bracha Main Sheva from the Shir Tzibur, he's Yotzei. Rav Natshunai Gaon goes even one step further, even if he didn't daven at all. If he listens to the Bracha Main Sheva, he's Yotzei. The Torah says, it's a tema. It's a wonderment. How is he Yotzei davening by listening to this Main Sheva? It's interesting because we have the whole discussion. This whole Rabbi Kiveger we learned by Kuf Samaches, by Pas Rabbi Kisid, can you be Yotze benching b'di'evet with Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh with Alam Echid? Okay, I'm sure if you learn enough of this topic, it comes up, but I didn't see. So the Beis Yosef answers the Torah's Kasha, how could you be Yotze? He says, very simple. Because Marav anyway started out as a Rishus, started out optional, even though nowadays you need to dive in, but it's lighter, it's more lenient, and there's more room to be Mekil, and therefore you're going to be Yotzei. Now, the Gra explains that's what that Gemara and Chav Dali meant, that the Sheikh Tzibur is being Motzi, the Tzibur, you know, with this Bracha Me'in Sheva. It's not just a way of stalling. No, we have to read it. Your Gimel. In his parashah shel chol, v'lo hizkir shal Shabbos. He davened, but he forgot to mention Shabbos. Hold on, I missed something. Sorry. Look at the Bir Halacha. Yom Tov Shechalios. If Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos, so because of Shabbos, you mention Bracha Main Sheva, but you don't mention Yom Tov. Says the Bir Halacha, Kol Yom Tov Vavav Mi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Shabbos falls out on the first night of Pesach, you're not going to say bracha mein sheva, because the whole point is to give protection from mazikin, and it's leil shimurim, and leil shimurim doesn't need extra protection. Fine. Right there. You're gimel. Reish samach ches yugimel. In his power shel chov, lo hiskir shel Shabbos. Oh, shel spal kol. He didn't daven at all, or he daven. He didn't mention Shabbos. Not yotzei. The shama min sheikh tzibah bracha mein sheva. He heard from the sheikh tzibah the bracha mein sheva. May rosh vatzov from beginning to end. Yotzei. Why we so make him mishbruch of zayin? Mishun tzitzis haras l'shur. So therefore we make him yotzei. Mishbruch says chov ches. The chatchila yesh lizaher lomar imash. It's okay, it sounds like a yotzei. When you finish reading the Mishabura, you totally, it doesn't help you one bit. Not yotzei at all. Lechatchil yeshizah lomar im Hashem tibur mila b'mila. Lechatchil, you should say it with Hashem tibur mila b'mila from the beginning to the end. Vimkvar amar Hashem tibur, and if you missed it, so you have to, you can't help you. You got to go back and say the whole thing. V'lo yomar b'yachir berkas me'in shavu. Then he says, however, gam nachon ha-davar, if you remembered your mistake before you heard bracha mein sheva, shim nizka kodem sheshama me'ashir tzibah bracha, now shelo yisma chazah, you should not rely on this. Rak yispal le'odapan to the sheva keseder. You should just dive it again. Ki yesh chokin al ikra ha-din hazeh ayin betur. Because not everyone agrees with this. This is a very controversial din. It's not so pasha. And therefore you shouldn't rely on this at all. So it turns out, if I remember beforehand, so then I should daven.
Yeah, but if you don't remember beforehand, you're not going to have any kavana to be
right. So the whole thing becomes not relevant. The only way it becomes is if a guy is too lazy and says he doesn't follow what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, "Man, I'm not in the mood. Lo bali in the koch. I'm just going to listen." He shouldn't have done that. He's a bad boy. Gets a patch, but he's still going to be yotzei.
What? 42. What happens in Dublin? We skip by Hulu and we go straight. If you're in someone's house,
you just say by Hulu and then couch.
It happens. We didn't say Mogen Avi. We still have friends. Yeah. Okay.
Hold on, where's 36?